Sir Ed Davey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And with your indulgence, can I start by paying tribute to my friend Jim Wallace, one of the great Scottish Liberals, and offer our thoughts and prayers to his family and many friends. Jim devoted his life to public service, his Christian faith, and the cause of liberalism. But, Mr. Speaker, his judgment wasn't always impeccable, for it was Jim who gave me my first job in politics. We will miss him. Turning to the statement, can I thank the Prime Minister for advance sight of it? I listened to the Conservative leader, whose position now seems to be to oppose trade with the world's biggest economies. So much for global Britain. But with Mr. Speaker, with President Trump threatening tariffs again, just because of the Prime Minister's trip, with Vladimir Putin still murdering civilians in Ukraine, now more than ever, the United Kingdom must forge much closer alliances with nations who share our values, our belief in free trade, and our commitment to our mutual defence. But China is none of those. The Prime Minister's main focus should be on the closest possible ties with our European neighbours, our Commonwealth allies, and our friends like Japan and Korea. So once again, he has made the wrong choice. However, unlike the Conservative Party, we think he was right to go and engage. But just like with President Trump, he approached President Xi from a position of weakness instead of a position of strength, promising him a super embassy here in London in return for relatively meagre offers from China. He rightly raised the case of Jimmy Lai, whose children fear for his health after 5 years held in captivity. So will the Prime Minister tell us what Xi said to give him confidence that Mr. Lai is now more likely to be released? Did he also challenge Xi over the bounties on the heads of innocent Hong Kongers here in the United Kingdom? All the revelations that China hacked the phones of number 10 officials for years. In other words, did he stand up for Britain this time? And yet again, Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister had to spend time on a foreign trip responding to revelations about the vile paedophile and sex trafficker Jimmy Epstein and his relationship with Lord Mandelson. The Prime Minister has rightly said that Mandelson should resign from the other place. But since he hasn't, will he back a simple piece of legislation to strip him of his peerage? Surely this House could pass it tomorrow.
And Minister.
Can I start by offering my deep condolences on behalf of the government in relation to Lord Wallace? He was a kind and decent man, and I know he'll be sorely missed on the Liberal Democrat benches, and may he rest in peace. In relation to the approach to China, of course we need to build stronger alliances with our key partners, and that's what we have been doing, particularly with the EU. But he's wrong. It's not a choice between doing that and engaging with China. One can do both, and that is what we're doing. And I think it's more important where there are opportunities and sensitive and really important disagreements to have a meeting to discuss them. Because the House is violently agreeing that there are issues that need to be discussed. The difference between us is we think that having a leader-to-leader meeting to discuss those issues is better than sticking your head in the sand if you really want to influence things. So we can do both. In relation to the points he raised, yes, I did raise the case of Jimmy Lai, and we've now spoken to his family about that discussion. Yes, I did raise the case of Hong Kong. I raised a number of human rights issues, as I listed,